I felt a hand run along my thigh, over my hip, and up to my waist. The soothing motion gently eased me from my slumber. I purr and rolled over as rough stubble grazed my cheek, and in surprise my eyes sprung open. I don't know anyone well enough to anticipate that stubble. It's you. I'm stunned and deeply aroused at the same time. Your arms pin me down now, and the weight of your body against mine leaves me helpless. I'm speechless, and I see your eyes searching in mine. You want to know that this is okay. You've taken our friendship from flirtation to something else. You can see the vulnerability in my face. You lean down to kiss me, then I feel your lips on mine. Your lips are soft at first, and then the kiss becomes firmer, more insistent. Your mouth pushes heavily down on mine, and I can't help but respond, enchanted by your ferocity and desire. My hand finds the back of your head and pulls you deeper into my sleepy embrace. Your tongue darts across my lips, which feel dry and cracked to me. It darts between my teeth, teasing the tip of my own tongue, challenging me to embrace you further. You seem to be lying almost on top of me now. You appear to have stripped off to your boxer shorts, and I'm stunned at your boldness. Your hands are everywhere, stroking my soft skin, squeezing my bountiful boobs out of their satin cups and rubbing my protruding hip and collarbones. I trace my fingers across your downy chest, tracing the grey hairs down your belly. I run my fingers round the edge of your boxers, feeling nervous of the growing shaft inside. Already a damp patch tells me of your arousal. Your fingers run along the inside of my thong's waistband, watching my face cautiously, as if expecting me to scream for help. I watch intrigued at your dominance and your vulnerability, fighting inside you for control. But with no restrictions from me, I see the boldness win through. Your eyes sparkle, and those fingers tug at my thong, easing it down my thighs. The fingers flick open the catch of my bra, and I lie there, before you, exposed and defenseless. Your laughing eyes hold my gaze as your hands part my thighs, and you hold that eye contact as your mouth moves ever closer to my rapidly moistening pussy. You watch my face as your tongue teases me from top to bottom. Your hands grip my thighs, and seconds later your tongue begins to thrash my clit from side to side, strumming it and delving into me. I feel my body twitch in reaction, and the familiar warmth that precedes a rapid climb to orgasm spreads through me. In moments, I'm crying out, guttural and animalistic. My hands clamp over my mouth, as I realise the neighbours may have heard. But before I realise it, you've thrust yourself deep into my pulsating cunt. I wasn't even aware you'd climbed out of your shorts. Your hips slam into me, quickly and urgently, ravaging my sensitive flesh. In, bang, out, in again. You build up a fluid, steady rhythm, and my breathing becomes rough, and I relish the sensation of you using me for your own pleasure, and I moan and cry out and screw my eyes up, trying to capture you and control my desire. I can hear your laughter, a deep friendly rumble as you watch every emotion stream across my face. But your laughter evolves to your own grunts, and a look of deep concentration on your face tells me you're close. Imminent. Almost. And then, maybe, you're here, and your face crumbles and reforms in a broad grin as your hips thrust forwards once again, pushing your cum deep inside me before you fall on top and spent and relieved of your pent-up frustration.